It's Thursday, May 30th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Police ask Westlake residents to check security camera footage for a missing woman. There's a new $100 million state investment fund for startups, and the DNR looks for sponsors for the annual Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Westlake police are asking residents to check outdoor security cameras for any footage of a missing woman. Authorities said 39-year-old Melissa R. Davis was last seen on foot in the area of Allen and Main Streets around 6:45 p.m. on Monday, May 13th. Police ask residents in the area who have security cameras to see if their cameras caught any views of Davis. She is described as white, 5'4", 125 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. Davis's family reported her missing and has not had any contact with her since May 13th. Anyone with information on Davis should contact the Rice Lake Police Department at 715-234-2116 or the Barron County Sheriff's Department at 715-537-3106. A new $100 million public-private investment fund for Wisconsin aims to kickstart companies and entrepreneurs. Missy Hughes is Secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
We want to make sure that everyone knows that if they have an idea that is worth investment, they can find that investment here in Wisconsin. They don't have to go outside of the state and then potentially take their business out of that state. They can stay here in Wisconsin and be successful in Wisconsin.
Hughes joined Governor Tony Evers and others on Wednesday to announce the fund. It's initially being funded with $50 million the state received in federal funds and $50 million from private investors. Senator Tammy Baldwin met with Brown County area law enforcement and public safety leaders in Green Bay Wednesday to talk about the opiate crisis. Rachel Charniak has more.
The meeting centered around discussions on the fentanyl crisis and their work to combat it. In a press conference after the meeting, Baldwin talked about her Safe Response Act, which would make it easier for first responders to get training on how to use overdose reversal drugs like Narcan. She also said more detection equipment and more personnel are needed at the southern border to stop fentanyl from entering the country. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the number of fentanyl overdose deaths in Wisconsin grew by 97% from 651 deaths in 2019 to 1,280 deaths in 2021. I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers weighs in on a lawsuit challenging provisions of Act 10. The Democratic governor was asked Wednesday whether he thinks the Dane County judge who's considering the case should recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Media reports show that Judge Jacob Frost appears to have signed the petition to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2011. That recall was precipitated by anger over Act 10 and its restrictions on the ability of public employee unions to collectively bargain. Those are the very provisions which the lawsuit seeks to overturn. Evers appointed Frost to the Dane County bench in 2020. The Department of Natural Resources is looking for hosts for this year's Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt. Raymond Newport takes a look.
The hunt runs from October 5th to the 13th and is open to hunters with disabilities. The DNR says properties need to be at least 60 acres in size and be able to host 3 hunters. Around 400 people take part in the season each year. If you want to sponsor your property or want to participate, you can find out more online at dnr.wy.gov. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.